And it is the 4th of July, which means none of us are here. You're all listening live like a bunch of idiots because it is the 4th of July. Go outside, watch some fireworks, set this thing to download on its own. Because none of us are in the studio. In fact, none of us, half of us aren't even in the city. So it works out pretty well for us. Tonight is going to be our best of show, and unlike usual best of shows where I spend a few weeks digging through the archives of the last year, pulling out individual bits and building a show, instead tonight I decided to be lazy. Pull out a show that I felt was one of our best of the year. This is a great show. This we had Ginger back on the show for a night. We had some fun. So this one's going to be kind of a special occasion for us. Please, listen in, enjoy the show. Those of you that downloaded the podcast, we will be back live next week, sans Trencher. It will just be Murphy, Decaf, and whoever else decides to walk in the studio. So, without further ado, I give you Spankwagon Radio Best Of for the 4th of July.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas. Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX. August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3.5 inches to 7. And this is Channel 7.
Good morning.
This is television station
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our
national anthem.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Those cats were fast as lightning.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. Will someone in the back row tell me what that means?
That it's Spankwagon Radio night?
Thank you. You know, the best part about doing the intros, I either get laughter or I get Murphy really, really hating them. Oh, hold on. I don't know which one you're on right now. Okay. Try your button. Try now.
It's not my fault that your taste in music is really, really gay.
I don't know. I think it kind of livens
and
it up a bit.
And not the cool gay like the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy or Ryan Seacrest gay. No, the really off-the-wall, like, Liberace gay.
Elton John.
I don't know. I think it keeps everybody off their feet because, I mean, I got too much of this shit that I don't really know what to do with. Not like I listen to it on a regular basis.
That's
like
a lie. Tunes. That is a lie, and you know it.
That is not a lie.
This is on
he
your
plate. He every night the night before, Thursday
I put,
night.
I put about 12 in your drawer.
What song he's going to play. You know he does.
Say what? I'm sorry. I was trying to get him an ink pen.
As opposed to a semen pen?
Apparently. I don't know. He kept wanting to grab mine. Pen.
Liar.
Pen.
Liar.
All right. Spankwagon Radio. You can find us online. Spankwagon.net. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf. Thank you.
Am I before you today? I'm scrappy.
I'm always last.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
When is he always last?
Today.
Okay.
I am the always dejected Murphy. Hi, everybody.
Well, now you're not last. Way to go, Scrap. You just gave it up.
For the first time.
All right. We got to get any music back because everybody sounds dead-ass tired tonight.
It's been a long day, dude.
It has been a long week, but I'm good, man. I'm all right.
You made it just in time, dude. You were, like, texting, I'm on the freeway. I'll make it.
Hey, man.
Maybe.
I don't know who the fuck died, but goddamn, they're holding me up today.
Someone just shut the freeway
terrible,
down.
That's terrible, especially since I'm in town to see the victim impact panel class. I got to watch that, so shut up.
Well, here's another beer for all of you. Treasure, why don't you tell everybody who's in the back row?
Well, actually, it is a friend of the show, former co-host, Ginger De La Muerta. And Ginger, who did you bring along?
I brought with me Monica / Nikki Napalm, one of the Lucky Bettys of 2008.
Yay, Lucky Bettys.
Miss rad, tattooed, beautiful woman.
Thank you, baby.
Trench, turn gotta
talk
the camera.
To the mic.
Camera, okay.
Yeah. The camera. You, do you see the camera right there? They're going to be like zooming at your tits through this whole thing.
Absolutely. We're definitely going to be zooming in on tits. Turn the light on that thing.
As Murphy jumps out of his chair.
Yeah.
I just wrote the agenda for today's show for everybody to see. See, we got these.
Well, yeah, we have agenda sheets. Go for it.
Yeah, we have these agenda sheets that every time I come down and sit down at my desk at 6:59 to do this show. It's always empty, so I filled it out. We have it in 15-minute increments, so I filled in all of them for you. We start off with bullshit and then more bullshit, extreme bullshit, more and more bullshit, shit, tired and wore out shit, fucking bullshit, and Murphy not sharing the fuck up shit.
But when did that
last one, right?
But when did that bullshit piece of paper start? Because that's after my time.
We tried
like
to organize
a few weeks ago, and no one ever writes shit on it, ever.
We tried to organize.
I love your guys' organizational skills.
I doodle on it. That's and then Decaf wipes his ass with it at the end of the show.
At least now the phone number is posted on that board. Because before, I'm yelling at all of them, give me the number.
And that's not even the right number.
No, that's the
wrong
number.
We're still trying to figure this one out. But like, okay, we're not taking it down. Okay, fine, whatever.
Jimmy says do it, we do it. That's pretty much all that happens.
Pretty much.
Here.
He shows up for 1 week out of a year, and we have to do what he says, you know. So he pays the bills. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. And
Spankwagon!
We need everybody to go into the chat room right now. Go and click on the cam and chat. We have the webcam going. Right on Nikki Napalm's tits. I mean, we're not joking. That's
where
they're aimed
at.
It's
a great shot of your cleavage.
Jesse directed this one.
So. No, I didn't. It wasn't me.
Don't lie.
Business cards.
I introduced them.
Business cards. I made business cards.
He's
for
made
us.
Business cards. That's about as organized as we've gotten.
You seriously interrupted the conversation of tits to tell me that I love you, James L. I miss you.
You know, but I mean, I try to get everything fucking in 2 hours and shit that you're on the show because I won't see you for another year, so I got to let you know.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm important.
Yeah, I know. So, two business cards. Take them and hand them out to all your
friends. I will.
Friends.
They're beautiful.
Well, you know,
I'm
it's funny because she brought her own business cards.
Oh, yes, she certainly did. You guys remember Ginger. She created the Lucky Betty's calendar, the one that we all still masturbate to.
I thought we were going back to tits.
That's why they're glossy pages.
I thought we were going back to tits. What happened?
We are going back to tits. Okay, we're talking about these tits. We have some cool calendars.
Nice.
These are poster calendars of the new 2008 Lucky Betty's.
Are you shitting me?
Is that paint? Is that all paint?
Yeah.
That is all. Oh,
my. She has pasties on and thongs, but.
Well, of course. But
this
wow.
This was the uber secret layout that you were working on forever and a day. Tell everybody about the 2008 layout.
Well, the 2008 series, we're not doing calendars. We didn't do calendars for 2008 because I just wanted to take a new direction with it. So it's more of an art series. Everything's carnival life in the late 20s to early 40s, it's a very broad range of stylistic ability of mine, and it's all the backstage carnival life. It's no one performing. It's people practicing and getting ready, and it's beautiful. I'm very proud of it.
I've seen some of the pictures, and they are awesome.
You
have masturbated some of the pictures.
Yeah, I have masturbated some of the
pictures. What are you talking about?
I've masturbated to all the
well,
pictures.
Well, make sure not to masturbate near this one, because you can't wipe it off as well.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I bet you I get this shit off.
Well, you'll get something off.
I think my personal favorite is the twins as the marionettes.
That one's
super cool.
It's beautiful.
No,
yeah.
You do very beautiful work. Huh? In my calendar, when it gets to August, you can't like open the calendar no more.
Oh,
it's kind
no.
of just glued
because
in
of Miss Chandra from California. Oh. I'll tell her that. She misses you, by the way. She says hello. to everyone.
If everyone? Want, fuck everyone. What
if
about
If you
me?
Want a new 2007, if yours is a little worn, I have some in my car. So I'll hook you up, DCAP.
Now, right. where can people see all this stuff at?
They can go to either the Lucky Buddies website, which is just an introduction site. There's not a whole lot of artwork on there. It's really more promoting us. It's luckybuddies.com. www.luckybetties.com, or they can go to MySpace to see all the artwork. It's myspace.com/luckybetties.
And we'll put links to all that right on the front page.
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact,
don't you guys already have links?
Yes, I already do.
Oh, good.
So we already have all that there, but we'll throw up more just because, you know, we have
because
to.
Because we like
we
titties?
We want to, yes.
We heart boobies.
Have you even looked anywhere else in that direction?
No, no.
You're a smart man.
Thank you.
I love your. I love your.
Thank you.
There you go.
I love your intellect today. That's
much
great.
Love, much love. So we're gonna have Ginger and the girls here for a little bit longer. Are you guys hanging the whole night, or
yeah?
Okay.
Oh, very cool. All right.
So you don't piss us off.
Yeah, like that ain't gonna happen. At least twice. Come on, you know how this
we'll
goes.
No, we'll be here. I miss you guys.
Hey, Ginger, it's been a while since I've seen you.
It has.
I miss you.
I miss you guys a lot.
Can we see your boobs?
No.
Damn.
Son of a bitch.
It's never gonna work.
Have you? Okay, there. Now I don't feel so bad.
No, don't. They've been trying for years, and I'm the only one that doesn't. The girls have been. Who did? Who? Somebody showed them. That
all
I brought in.
All I ever see in this studio are tits when they bring their...
I can't remember who showed them.
Who showed...
One of the Lucky Buddies showed something. Was it...
It
no.
might have been to James L. in the parking lot, but I don't think it was...
Well, I know there was a slip-up last year at the party at MJ's,
with,
but that's the only Lucky Buddies...
With Annabelle's pasty popping off.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the middle of the...
I'm sure nobody was too upset about it, though.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
No, we were distraught. We really were.
The only thing I remember is Chandra sitting on the couch, right? Looking all normal, right? Went to the bathroom, came out, and I had a fucking stiffy for the rest of the fucking night. I could have made words. I couldn't make whole sentences and shit.
No, that's just because you're colored.
Dude,
that's right. We have a
he
color.
Got, you guys got us so looped up at that first party. I was so
I didn't
drunk.
Do shit.
When you look at my pictures, I'm cute in the beginning of the night when I'm introducing the bands, and I progressively get more and more distressed.
Yep.
My bangs are crooked. I'm just sloppy hanging on the girls.
You put your tits in my face?
You know what? No. I did take pictures with both of you, and my tits were very not in the good spot.
They were in the bra.
Standing.
Yes, they were.
Thanks.
They were in a perfect spot.
I got the pictures in the car.
Shut up. No, you need to burn like half of those pictures.
Speaking of pictures, Asshat, have you finished with the pictures for last week? Because I really want to put them online.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, this is what I want to talk about. All right. All right, this week, I've been fucking busy. I started new classes. I had to do tests for my other class. I finished fucking editing my book one last time. One more time with Carla that is out. It's going to get published.
It's going
to publishing, right?
Uh-huh.
So in the whole week, I'm getting these fucks over here asking about the goddamn pictures all week. When are we going to get the pictures? When are we going to get the pictures for last week's show? So you know what? I have them on my fucking jump drive, and I'm going to give it to you at 9:01.
Right after the
son
show.
Of a bitch.
Wait till the very end. Actually, could you just wait off till about 9:03?
9:03. Thanks. I'll go through at 9:03.
We gotta go. We gotta get to Krillin's show, dude. You coming with us?
Yeah.
Krillin's album.
Son, Krillin's release party is tonight.
We'll be leaving at 9:05.
Just as soon as Murph finishes downloading the photos, duh.
Exactly.
And masturbating in the bathroom.
Now 9:06.
We need to talk about last week. We need to talk about last week because everybody knows everyone was listening last week. We had Miss Foxy in the studio, and she was awesome. And she is one of the few guests that we've invited out with us after the show. So after the show,
she was not going anywhere after the show without us.
Oh, no. She was ready
for
fun.
She was with us.
After the show, we left here, and we went to Hooters. And we had chicken wings, which is kind of funny. We had Hooters with a tranny. And we went to Hooters, and we had a great dinner. It was fucking awesome. And, of course, Trench was cheap and put in, what, like $350 for the bill? It was $140 bucks.
$450. I made my friend who flew into town
Ben.
Pay for it all.
Joker
paid for it all.
Yeah. Whatever.
I pay for three people's fucking meals.
Seriously,
I know that shit.
I kicked in about $40 on my own.
Me too.
But,
we both kicked in about $40.
But we had a great time.
I had to wash some dishes.
Yeah. So as the night starts winding on, we're like, okay, what do you guys want to do afterwards? And of course, you know, me and Decaf's standard suggestion, let's go see some naked girls. So it was
tranny.
With the tranny, exactly.
I'm sure she was a lot hotter than a lot of the strippers in the show too. She was impressive.
Miss Foxy is
very impressive.
Very impressive.
Very confusing.
Because a lot of dudes would talk to her and did not know. They really thought she was.
We were taking pictures out here, and Trench grabs her leg and pulls her leg up, and her cock starts to pop out the bottom of her shorts. Really funny. So she's like, whoops, I got to tuck that back in. So we decide we're going to go to Little Darlings. And Trench, of course, is like, yeah, let's go to Little Darlings. This is going to be awesome. So we all pile into the car, and we all head over to Little Darlings. And then I get the phone call. I get the phone call as we're pulling up. Yeah, dude, I'm exhausted.
Oh, man. You know, my dick doesn't work like it used to.
You know, we're exhausted, shut your mouth.
You don't know the whole fucking story.
Joker was like, I want to see some titties. Show me the titties. He's from the land of milk and honey where the girls are beautiful, but they're also heifers. Let's be realistic here. They're big girls. He wanted to see some skinny meth whore, okay? Now, when I come to Vegas, I want to see skinny meth whores.
Iowa is fucking skinny meth whores. What are you talking about? We produce most of it.
We're not talking about 50-pound meth whores.
Yeah. We're not talking that bones and cartilage.
That are 20 and look 90.
No.
We're
talking... Anyway, so
you're talking a higher class of meth whore.
So he says, yeah, dude, we're exhausted. And I can literally hear Joker in the background going, no! and Trench is trying to cover his mouth and stuff him under the front seat. So I'm like, all right, dude, that's how it's going to be. Yeah, we'll meet you guys there so I can give you back your laptop. And that was my trick, was to leave my laptop in your car. So you had to come with us, and you still pussied out. God damn it. You missed.
What did I miss?
You missed Scrappy getting her first lap dance.
Okay.
You missed the look on her face coming out of that room like a deer in the headlights that got its asshole fingered by the hunter. That's the only way to really describe it.
And what was even better than that? I was with her.
Now, you guys know that Miss Foxy last week said that she is bi. She was all over Scrap all night.
I know.
Well, I know she kept grabbing your boobs all night.
It just continued on the entire evening.
Her boobs got grabbed a lot that night.
My boobs were getting grabbed by, wow.
The stripper, too?
It was
the stripper was like, yeah.
Strippers dig the girls more than they dig the guys.
I thought so, too.
It was fantastic.
Now, I have purposefully held off asking this. Scrappy, could you please tell us about your lap dance? Could you please detail your lap dance, please?
For those of us who missed it.
A chick took off her clothes and danced on top of us. What is there to say?
Now say it in your phone sex voice.
I don't... What do you want? Decaf.
Her phone...
I want you to tell the story and get exactly as turned on as you were that night.
Scrappy's phone sex voice. You ready? Da-da-da. We're sorry, but the number you've just dialed...
is not in service. Please check your dialing procedures and try again.
I'm not going to tell you. I know what really...
You were there, so you get to really back up the claim.
First of all, Decaf really has poor choice in women because I did not think she was that attractive. Now, the woman Foxy chose was good looking.
I'll pay you,
I would have rather got a lap dance from the bitch that Foxy chose, not...
She was...
So tell us about your lap dance.
Tell us about your lap dance.
Well, I wanted her to not be able to waddle and get on both of us, the girl that Foxy picked. Because that bitch was that big.
She was not that big. She was not that big.
Okay.
She was curvy. So was the girl you picked.
Anyway, so the girl got naked and...
I don't know what the fuck. I don't really remember.
You were there.
Like, no, let me tell you something.
I'll tell you what.
She was beyond drunk.
I stopped by that Kelly's bar and bought five of those vodka things. I ended up buying five of them that night.
The little ones or the...
No, they were... These were pints.
Pints. Oh, okay.
I ended up buying five of them that night.
Jesus.
She was gone. She was sitting there like playing for fucking pussy.
I was not.
I do not doubt it.
It was not me playing with my pussy. It was either him or Foxy, who was on the other side of me.
Was that her wet dream, Decaf, that she was playing with her pussy?
No, this is the face she was giving the whole time during the lap dance. She was like,
It was not this. No. Like, that is not what it was. Shut the fuck
up. It was
the
moment she decided that she was bi.
Oh, yes.
And the whole time she's like, oh, my gosh, you should have kissed me in the gym. We're talking. She
I was.
Kissed
I was
me.
Like, she could have made more fucking money. He would have added on an extra song if she would have stopped fucking around and, like, played on that more. She could have.
Now, let's go back and look at something that night. That night we had a tranny tell Scrappy that she was hot and wanted to take her
she
home.
She kissed me.
Oh, yes, I know.
Oh, dude, we didn't get to that. You missed the kiss.
Yeah, you missed them.
I missed
out.
Everything, I guess.
And then we took her to a strip club where a girl basically got her all hot and bothered. So she doesn't know if she was coming or going or coming and coming, but it was happening that night. And now she is just a sexual Twitter at this point. I think.
Twitter?
Can you honestly tell me, and I'm putting you on the spot, how absolutely turned on were you that night?
Oh, I was, but. Yeah, I was.
Oh, I was, but.
No, I was.
But.
I was
and what turned
drunk.
You on more, the girl or the tranny?
Go for the tranny.
The tranny has tits.
It's like The Price is Right, you know?
Nobody can ever say they made out with a tranny. You have to take that as like a trophy.
Really? Unless you're in the Fruit Loop, which is just scary.
It was interesting.
Well, there the trannies have full beards.
It was an interesting night.
It was awesome. Yes. Yeah, they were making out. Dude, it was...
Her and I had this guy hitting on us in the line at Hooters. We were, like, because we were standing there arm in arm. We were standing next to each other, and Chris was a little up in front, so you couldn't tell that he was with us. And this guy comes up, and he's like, table for three? And we kind of look at him. He goes, I mean, table for three? But he was, like, trying to get, like, right up between us. And I'm like, and in the back, it's normal for girls to get hit on, like, if you two go out. But in the back of my head, I'm like, dude. This chick's got a dick. And he does not even know. So I'm like, wow.
Did you guys see it hard?
No. We didn't. You know, there's the no cock rule in the studio. So there was no cock shown in the
studio.
What the hell?
You could get a girl in here butt fucking naked, fucking a gold dick for all you guys care. And it would work because.
Well, don't forget, we did have the dominatrix in here and had the guy sucking on the plastic cock.
Okay, so why can no one show a penis?
Hit, so it's not like it was a real dick.
That's the confusing
the
part.
Is, they didn't want to see her fully naked. They would only let her pull down like partial parts
because
of her
they
clothes.
Freaked the fuck out.
The dick is a mirage.
I'm sitting here like, show us the penis.
Neo,
like,
there is no dick.
It's CG, baby. It's all Pixar down there.
You lie. You lie. I want to see this penis. Next time she's on the radio, you call me.
She is coming on again.
She's coming back. Trip down here. When?
She's coming on soon.
When?
Very soon. There is something.
I want an email. If not from Chris, from you, Scrappy.
I will tell you. I want a goddamn email.
I will raise hell.
You'll like her. She's very cool.
There is something in the works that could potentially be very cool and very damaging at the same time. But there is something in the works involving Foxy that could be a lot of fun.
Interesting. Can I say hi to someone?
You can say hi to whoever you want to.
Miss Janine Hotlick in California, one of my lucky Bettys, is listening.
Outstanding.
You can look at her online. She's hot.
Sweet.
She's half naked in a tub with soap.
Nice.
And what?
No, go ahead. No, you got it.
There's a new magazine coming out for everyone that is listening in California called the Far West Almanac. It's basically like a LA Weekly, OC Weekly rag. It's a bi-monthly magazine that's going to have lucky Bettys as our centerfold every issue.
Yeah.
Wow, awesome.
And I'm writing the horoscope. And I wrote the article. Actually, I did a pretty damn good job. Thank you very much.
Hey, Ginger, if anyone did want to see that picture of said hot girl in the tub, where would they go?
MySpace.com/LuckyBetties, LuckyBetties. Go to the pics. In there, go to the Carnival Life series, and she's right there.
Now you remember the dating game, right? And you remember Josh, right?
Oh, shit.
Josh, the nerdy white dude.
Yeah, vaguely. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He came out and brought two chicks with him, right?
Oh.
He handed the bitch his wallet.
Wait,
let me tell you. Let me tell you. Foxy and I caught this shit right away. We're sitting next to each other, and he pulls up with these two females, and we looked at each other and said, she's going to take his money and go. not even 5 minutes later, she had his wallet. She's like this at the strip club. Watching the girls, and he's all the way like 5 feet away from the fucking pole. Like
he's back behind her. You know, usually when a couple goes, like she'll keep her hand on him, and they'll both be interested. No, Josh couldn't care less, and she was ignoring him. He was an ATM as far as she was concerned. Just swipe the card, tug on his cock a little bit, money comes out.
Who's this girl?
This is his girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
Wow.
Here's the best part. I overheard
There's
this.
There's Janine. I see it on your computer.
Yes. Hell
She's
yeah.
She's so beautiful.
I got cock in hand. Here's the best part. I hear this conversation from them about 20 minutes later. Come on, just give me some more money. No, I am not giving you any more money. Come on, just give me more money. I want to get that girl.
Yeah.
I swear to God,
that's like a crackhead.
She could not give a fuck about him or any anybody. Other cock in the building. All she wanted
Where
was
Where did he meet her?
Oh, he, I guess he knew her years
ago. At the bar,
ago.
At the MGM.
Well, she was drunk as shit. I guess he met her years ago and she came back into town and she's all fucked up and shit like that.
She came, that night, she was drunk, giving James L. the dirtiest looks I think I've ever seen him get in my life. She was like, just.
This is what she told me. This is
cocky.
And this is what she said to Josh. That I objectify women. And this bitch was on the stage giving more tips than I was. And I was like,
well, that's why you're being
girl a. Does it.
You she was like this far from make it rain, make it rain. No. She wasn't like a girl sitting there appreciating. No, she looked like every other guy in the joint.
Yeah,
she
no, was worse. Yeah, worse than the guys.
Worse than the guys.
That was the lecherous stare coming off of her. That I swear to God, if she had a cock, she'd had it out and would have been jerking it in the girls
she
in girls' hair.
MC Hammer pants with the hole cut out, with the hand in the.
That's
bottom.
It right there. It was brutal. It was, and I just felt bad for Josh. And I'm like, I said, he's sitting right next to me. I'm like, dude, are you seriously gonna sit through this? Like, dude, she's my girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know you fucking.
I'm like,
douche.
Why are you giving her all this money? She doesn't have a job. She's sucking your cock? Because I really fucking hope so.
And this is why he brings cheap vodka and Gatorade to parties.
Exactly. The next day, the first thing I fucking said to him, I'm like, did she swallow?
No, she passed out.
I'm like, you son of a bitch.
If he
didn't roll her
vagina,
over at that point.
She
God
have
damn. Fucking
it was,
Christ.
It was tragic.
It was
tragic.
Brutal.
It was brutal.
I felt bad for the guy. He's,
I know,
he's
me
our
too.
Buddy, man.
I felt bad too. I was like, oh my God.
All right,
God.
We need to cut to a break.
No, we breaks. Don't.
Okay.
No, we got to take a break because I got to pee again. I know.
We don't. We can do the
sure,
show
you
without
gotta
you.
Pee.
Go pee. Shit. We don't
How many posters do you need in there?
I'm going to need three more.
Janine, huh?
I do shoot kind of a big load. I might need four.
No,
we got to go to a break.
Where we see Janine at?
If you go
she
to
is at myspace.com/luckybuddies. Okay. You can either pick her own MySpace from the Lucky Buddies MySpace page, or you can go to the 2008 pictures, Carnival Life, and she's right in there. You know, she's also a Muay Thai fighter.
Damn.
I would so let her
Fuck.
Kick my ass.
Do you
ass.
See her back muscles in that picture?
I'm kind of looking at the side boob. Sorry.
One thing I
she
see.
Is
hold
the
on,
only
on.
Girl that my boyfriend, who is the promoter of the Juke Joint in Anaheim, she's the only other girl that my boyfriend will allow to work the door because she can whoop anybody's ass.
The only back, the only,
what does that say about me, dude?
The only back muscles I see is Murphy's coming through fucking poking me in the goddamn leg. That's the only muscle I got
Wrong
right now.
Muscle.
Sorry, dude. Sorry.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey folks, don't forget, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio's 4th of July Best Of Special. It's not really a special, it's just us playing one show. One show that we felt really stood out this year. One show that impressed the shit out of all of us. We had Ginger on the show, the whole crew was in effect, and we were post-tranny. Can't really go wrong with that. So guys, remember, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. We'll be live next week, 7 p.m. Pacific. Please, join us. Try to be there. Have some fun, interact in the chat room, watch us on the video, put your balls on the mic for Spankwagon Radio. Folks, we will see you next week. Listen to the rest of this special.
can explain glacial motion why Los Angeles don't drop into the ocean. I can't unfold the layers of mystery or piece together the tragedy of history, 'cause those lucky suckers, they don't have to work. Big 3D billboards and big 30-foot smirks. And everybody wants to be naked and famous. Everybody wants to be just like me, I'm naked. And said she didn't like the smell of it, and then took her clothes off in a restaurant for the hell of it. I met a DJ who lived in seclusion. Reality and sobriety were her only delusions. And those lucky bastards, they didn't have to work. Big 3D billboards and big 30-foot smurfs.
Oh,
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
Spank Wagon! Oh, Chandra. Oh, shit, we're back.
All right, boys, I got a question for you.
Come on up.
Bigger than a baby's arm holding an apple.
Yeah, yes, you're coming up
come
here.
On up. Right. Come on up.
No, you're coming
on,
up
come
here.
Come on up.
Put, give that mic
I
to...
I can't hear you from back there.
You can actually give that mic to her. We'll give you this one.
Okay, I'm just going to come up here.
Okay, welcome up.
Wow.
We're too poor to give you a chair.
Pointed out to me.
Oh, I'm pointing out something right now.
Hold on, I'm pointing.
Are these off?
Fantastic.
These don't matter. Okay.
Yes, they sure don't.
Now, you got to get up on this like it's a big black cock.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm not going there.
We finally got somebody to flinch and just finally give a comment.
Usually, they just grab it and try and jam it down their throat.
Okay, so Ginger brought up to me that last night I was talking about, I have this question that I ask men because I just need to know. It's always going through my head. What does it feel like to have a dick? Is it just like this big chunk of flesh hanging there? Does it have sensation? Like, what would that feel like?
You don't feel shit till you get hard. Other than that, you forget that it's fucking there.
Maybe for you, asswipe, it's the incredible moisture heat-seeking missile. It rules your life.
And why are you always it around and scratching at
it?
And like, why?
Well, it gets in the way. It gets in the way.
Yeah, what? I mean, and people are like, it sticks to your leg.
Yes. How does it get in the way if you forget it's there?
Well, it gets sweaty, just like...
Okay.
Just like
only
just like
under, forgets
wait,
it's our there.
Our cooters never sweat. We don't
under
like
the tits,
stick
no.
to ourselves.
Under your tits,
under,
you don't get sweat.
You don't get anything
you don't get sweat
your
on
tits.
Your tits.
We have bras.
She got a point.
Very good point.
It's the cock is in a constant state of movement, so if the wind blows the right way, it's going to get a little stiff. And when that happens...
You
it hurts. It. Imagine someone taking you and putting you in an arm bar just slightly, and you're like, okay, I got
to... What the fuck? You're bringing cock pro wrestling. No.
All I'm saying is it gets a little stiff, and then it gets into a direction like, okay, this isn't uncomfortable. I have to move this.
It gets annoying when it gets hard in a fucking place you don't want it to be hard at. That's what got up sure.
Just picture your grandma
like at work or some shit.
See, and some people, that doesn't work.
For you, that doesn't work. For you, Murph.
It's the ruffling of underwear, clothes, shit like that. Weird things trigger.
On Gaywalk, Kat Von D., there's a guy. There's a guy. He's a lead singer of a band, and I don't want to say what band. He got his mom tattooed on his arm, pinup, when she was like 20.
That's wrong.
I know a guy that has his grandma tattooed on his arm, pinup.
Yeah.
And it's the arm he beats off with. So I mean, I don't go for
yeah.
with that
no,
stuff.
No, and she's like right here looking at him. No, dirty.
Interesting.
Dirty.
No, it's
what it is basically because of one. It. Yes, it's there. You barely ever recognize it until there's some reason for it to acknowledge
wow.
its presence.
You might as well just put yours in a jar and leave it on your
no,
desk.
No, I do. There, it's my wife's jar on her desk
no,
at work.
No. Let me tell you. I mean, seriously, I'm sitting here. I'm writing. I'm not like my dick. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm working.
No, Murphy,
my dick.
Murphy.
I am constantly aware of my cock.
But I mean, when something triggers it, if it's clothing, if it's you know something you're watching. But most of the time, truly, honestly. Something else triggers it, and then you go have to take care of business.
So men just walk around beating off all day?
If they could.
He
we
does.
Can do that?
Did you remove your ribs yet?
No. I can't find a surgeon who'll do it.
If you could, yes. But, I mean, it depends on the situation. It's not like... To me, at least, I don't know about this dude, but to me,
he sees a rock and he gets
to
hard.
Me, like it happens mostly when I first wake.
He gets all like philosophical yeah. about it. Every other guy gives like these random answers.
Well,
oh,
he's a writer.
Yeah,
he's
a
writer.
So
he's going
you,
to.
I'm gonna give you. An
he
answer.
Is a walking hard on. So he's gonna give you that answer. And Trencher's just gonna give a Trencher answer. I don't even know.
He's like, Trencher's like, it's just a piece of skin. We don't even know it's there.
Yeah, it's mostly triggered like when I get real tired and blood starts to rush to try to wake up, it'll go off. If when I first wake up, it'll go off.
Morning
if sometimes clothing, it'll go off. Or, you know, I think it's more on situations than that than actually seeing a naked chick that really would trigger it.
And when it's cold, it hides. It runs and hides.
Tucks itself away.
Tucks itself away and doesn't show.
Yep. And that's always the moment your friend decides to de-pants you.
Yep.
The hottest girl you know.
See,
yes, exactly.
See, I'm not like you.
And John Hughes is there directing the whole scene.
I literally am constantly aware of my cock. It doesn't matter the situation. I know exactly what it's doing, and I know exactly where I want to put it. I'm sitting in a fucking meeting today, and I'm sitting here, and I'm watching one of our people in the meeting talking, and all I'm thinking is, God, I want to stick my dick right in her mouth. It is a constant feature of my life, and it ultimately ruins certain situations for me.
Murphy.
Like work.
You might need a little, you like, really, Sex Addicts Anonymous.
You
or
really
something.
Scare me. You really scare me. You worry me.
Ew. Yeah, and that's the devil of how you stuff it down your throat.
That's funny. She's talking about my cock and how it scares her, and she smashes herself in the mouth with a microphone.
It's because I'm wobbling.
Yeah, I think Freud might have something to say about that.
Chris, would you be willing to go to, like, rehab for that? Like,
no.
Sex, oh, shit. Lover, and
not. You have to want to recover. He doesn't want to recover.
You appreciate, oh, you nice. Like being horny all the time.
Constantly. It is awesome.
Even if you aren't getting what you want.
Oh, yeah. I'll always. You know why my laptop sits where it doesn't work?
No, I know why.
Because I always have porn on.
I know. I've
always.
Seen it.
Constantly.
Dude, that
you'll give
porn.
Your computer AIDS like that.
No, he burnt. I keep telling him I wanted porn for a long time.
This is my first time
he
made me a DVD.
What?
Remember that DVD I asked for a long time ago when you were on the show? And that motherfucker never made one.
Well, I stopped ripping DVDs.
Because you don't have tits.
No, he does. Anyway.
What? Tits. All I heard was tits. I was like, tits, tits.
But the funny
tits,
thing
tits,
there's
is
a moment.
I was at Genocide
there's
Show Wednesday
yeah,
night,
that's
and Burning moment. Angel porn was there.
Oh, see, that's awesome. I love Burning Angel. That's like
and the
punk
clown porn.
Porn
girl was there.
Oh, see? There's this new girl. Her name's Adrenaline. She has the, you know who I'm talking about. She has the
like
one ring to rule them all. She has that tattooed around her sphincter. Like on the actual sphincter, on the muscle. She has the elven writing from Lord of the Rings on her asshole.
Ow.
It is the one ring. It is fucking
would
awesome.
Would you ever do that?
I don't know.
You couldn't ship for a week after getting
there
that
were
done.
These, one of my old tattoo artist there. Friends in his portfolio, there are these two girls, sisters, and both of them had exit only right above their ass.
I worked with a guy at a hotel front desk, and he got next tattooed above his ass.
Dude, that is awesome.
Wow.
That's a guy who doesn't fuck around. He knows he just wants to be plundered. That's pretty much it.
That's exactly it.
He had this cute little southern accent. He'd be like, next. It was just insane.
It's for that chance bathroom encounter. That's why you wear chaps.
Or become a senator.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's, yeah, the cock rules all.
Says the king of the cock.
But mostly I have to adjust because, like you, Murphy, I got big balls, so they always, you got to adjust
oh,
them constantly.
What is because, with the balls,
no,
too?
They're
not attractive. They're just
no,
like
they're not.
Big
they're
hunks not. Of, like, flesh. It looks like two eggs hanging in there. And
covered with leftover elbow skin.
Yeah. It looks like an old 90-year-old man's neck with, like, yeah. random hair.
God yeah. ran out of parts. He's like, oh, fuck, I got to. Oh, fuck it. Just give me some of that elbow skin. We'll put it on there. That's exactly what it is.
And that's not that triggers a hard on when you start scratching your balls because they're
oh,
sweaty.
Yeah.
And then you get a hard on, then you have to go beat it off.
Yeah, yeah, but if anybody else touches them, all of a sudden you act like you got kicked in the fucking throat.
Well, because that actually.
That does how it feels.
Okay, now.
Like I hit myself in the balls one time. I felt like I can't hit the throat.
It's medical time. When you get a shot in the balls, your body actually tries to pull them up inside for protection. There's a little ligament there, and your body actually goes, no, come back, come here. And it pulls them inside. It really does.
I like that visual that he was just doing
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you could actually see it.
Yeah.
And that's what happens, and that's why, oh, God, it feels like they're up in my throat. It's because your body's trying to put them there.
If you want
your
one.
Your body always tries to put your balls in your throat.
No, in someone else's
he's
throat,
like, if
sweetie.
I was born lucky.
If you want 100% honesty, come to Spankwag. You'll get the answer. You'll be like, Jesus Christ. You'll never ask another man again.
No, it's just,
yeah,
you know.
The thrill pretty much was lost on that one.
Sorry, sweetie.
Are you glad you
I
asked?
Just liked watching the men jump around. And
well,
like,
most guys, well, it's because, it's you know, because, my dick.
Yeah,
no.
You got to understand. You can ask Murphy anything about a dick, and he will be more than happy to answer and then demonstrate.
Same with me. I'll get philosophical with this.
You have to remember this about guys. All of them are trying to give the correct answer because they think if they answer right, they're going to get to show you their penis. Yeah. Because everything we do in our life is so we can show you the penises. That's why we get jobs. That's why we get nice cars. That's why we move out of our parents' house. Because we hope that one day, one of you is going to want to see what we've got. So that's why they give you that, their Jeopardy theme song is going off in your head. Okay, do I tell her? What do I say? She's going to want to hear this. Yes. And then they come out with that
and
answer.
And now when they comes out, yeah, I got a big cock.
Well, because it's good. You know, it's so big, I got to wrap it around my waist.
Yeah, and they call it things like anaconda.
See, I call mine Bob.
I call mine Jake.
Jake the snake?
You've got a white boy name.
I'm shaking the Jake now. I don't call it Jake.
All right, here's
no,
a question.
You don't.
Since we're opening up here. Why is it, and I notice it's mainly with girls with nice large breasts, Why is it that you guys always feel the need to, when you think no one is paying attention, reach inside the bra from the opposite side, grab it, hoist it up, and bring it to the middle?
Okay.
I understand the bra kind of shifts.
Okay.
And then can we watch?
I've had mine weighed. They're 7 pounds.
God damn.
Each.
No,
wow.
No,
each.
Together.
Together. Okay.
Now. Each together. Each together.
In case you haven't noticed, Scrappy's packing a pair there that make Mama Cass jealous.
She's my twin. So you've got this material.
7 pounds,
and
huh?
Obviously a man invented it because it's supposed to hold your breast up, but all it does is create cleavage and doesn't really support anything. No.
Does men create bras?
Unless they're ugly. Yeah. Only the ugly bras actually do what they're supposed to do. Yeah, and then you don't want to wear them because you're like, I feel like a grandma.
But then you're telling us that women design ugly bras.
No, men design ugly bras.
No, we design the completely unfunctional bra, but women design the ugly bras.
Yeah, but they actually work.
Ready for the neat piece of trivia? A woman invented the nippleless bra.
They have those?
Yes,
they have. Yeah,
interesting. Nippleless bra and crotchless panties.
See, this they don't dude make them in my size, though, so I would probably never seen them.
Yeah.
I am right there with you, sister.
Okay,
but
now,
a pair of scissors can help.
From your boob is falling down, and it starts going under, and you start getting, like, this piece of flesh getting pressed more and more under. So you've got to reach your hand in there. And, of course, you can't be running to the bathroom every 2 minutes. So you just look around real fast. Is anybody looking? No. And you reach down. And, of course, right then someone looks at you and you're like, fuck it, I already did it. And you pull it up and just set it up. And then it looks like you're just readjusting your cleavage because that's where the bra puts it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Spank Wagon first. So if you ever wondered why they do that, there you go.
So you never come home, peel off the fucking bra, start scratching under your titty.
No.
For sweat. Not once.
Hell fucking
not
yes.
If you have a bra.
Thank you.
I get home and, like, if it's close to bedtime or I'm going to put my pajamas on, the first thing I do is take off my bra and I'm like, ugh.
See, but I sleep.
But we're
in
different sizes.
Could
yeah,
you do that one more time for me?
No.
Damn.
No. But it's different because we're different sizes. So we both have different experiences.
Yeah. I like have to wear mine all the time because I don't want them to like hang to my
being
neck.
Around girls like her and Annabelle and Chandra, I think I have no boobs.
Yeah, we've had
I
that
know
discussion
better,
before.
But
mine is bigger than my head.
Right.
So.
Right.
Now, what size bra do you wear?
A 36 double F.
Scrap, what are you wearing?
Damn.
Fuck.
I was measured at a 36 H.
Wow.
I think that's the same thing. Isn't that about the same thing?
Well, yeah, it's...
I don't think I've heard of a double
spit
F.
Out the gum, decaf.
H
like,
for
yeah,
holy
D,
shit.
D,
holy cow.
Yeah, the double F is not really in production. It's
yeah.
very hard to find.
Don't you love
I,
that
I'd
how
love
they...
to know where you get your bras, actually.
Lane Bryant.
Really?
Yeah.
But see, they don't have
Kmart.
Is that where you get yours, Steve?
No.
But no, what sucks about the bras that are really cute, like you bend over...
And
you stand
and
up, and you have this
out.
Fucking line where your tits hanging out and your bra's still there.
It's called hamburger boob.
It's the worst thing ever.
Da 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 da. We love
and
to see
like,
you smile.
And then, like, you go to the bra store and you try on a bra, and the girl's
your
like,
way
"No, that's
day?
Your size." You're like, "Okay." But when I move, my boob moves too, so it's not my size. So I'm gonna get smaller.
And
but
why
even,
would you go like? To get a bra, does the woman think she needs to go in there with you and help you put it on? Like, you
right.
haven't been doing this
right.
most of your
since
life.
Since you were,
you
what,
need assistance.
14? Yeah.
That's hot. Y'all
are 7
in Scrappy's
case.
I used to be a sales assistant for the lingerie department. I wouldn't unless they asked me to, and then I'd have to. And, I've seen more tits than probably all of you guys put together.
You know
well, except for not you.
You probably know this, then. You know if a guy wants to come in and wants to try on a bra legally, they have to let him?
Yeah.
That's
oh my
awesome.
Gosh. Okay,
can we take ruckus tonight?
Oh, he'll do it too.
I've put
we
guys in lingerie
drunk.
Before.
Oh, we have a friend that likes to wear it all the time.
I think
and then he takes it off
thing.
While he plays.
It's so cute.
That sounds like a spank wagon yeah. guest ready to happen.
No, it's ruckus. He's in like a gazillion bands. He's been a staple of the
like I said, that
punk
sounds like
rock
a
community
rock
for
scene.
Fucking 20 years.
That's a spank
no,
wagon
sorry.
Guest.
He wears dresses and takes them off and he's fully naked.
I worked at a vintage store at one point and this man comes in. Now, we had all the Halloween costumes out. And it hurts me to even speak about it. I get traumatized
you're
yet again.
You're like cold sweats breaking out here. Halloween costume.
And he comes in and he asked me for a ringmaster costume. And I'm like, okay. I'm thinking I'm getting some good commission on this one here. So he goes upstairs. He has me zip him up in this thing. He's got his dick tucked in between. He's like, do you have anything I can put in the boobs to make it look like it got boobs? And I'm like, yeah, this guy's just a tranny, whatever. And
Tranny. Anyway, continue.
So he gets the shoes. He does all this stuff. And then he goes, excuse me, can you help me with one more thing? And he offers me $20 to hit him with the whip from the costume.
Man, I got hit by a whip for fucking free.
No, I wanted a lot more than that. And then he runs out, throws. I was like, hell no. And he runs out and throws a costume off. And then we have to try to sell this costume with, like, ball hair stuck in the crotch.
Oh, what's stuck in the crotch? Ball hair?
That's what a shop pack's for.
That's where you get Scrappy to bite it out for you.
But you know what?
That store had a lot of that going on.
That store was scary.
Like, you go to the vintage jeans section when I was in high school, and I swear there was cum on those jeans.
Sorry.
Wow. I swear to God.
Yeah, right?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What we do for fashion.
So have
apparently
you
extra loads of laundry. Jesus.
But you know what? I did get first picks on the clothes, so I guess it was
worth
it.
Oh, and there? Yeah. Hi. Nice.
So you got the ones that weren't cummed in yet?
Yeah, I got the ones that weren't ripped and cummed in and didn't need
that came
to be
off
like,
the truck.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
From Mexico.
So any other cock or vagina questions or breast questions?
Does girls ever get triggered and just have to masturbate like guys do at that moment?
I'm sure we do, yeah.
I mean, so you ever happen at work or any job you've been in?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, but I don't carry a pocket rocket, so I would know.
No,
that
I don't either. But yeah, I wanted to.
Well,
or did you? Did
you? Sorry.
Yeah, it's every week she came here and saw us.
Shut up. It was after I got my nipples pierced, and I worked at Clinique, and I had that full body like that.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm cleaning the bottles. It was like a week after I got it done. I'm cleaning the bottles, and it was a tube where it was, you know, the sharp end on one side and the round end on the other. And I flip it to turn it back down and set it down, and it graced. And I was like, I had to go to the bathroom because, like, it was still freshly pierced. Uh-huh. And you know how sensitive that is. It's like, I'll be back.
It's funny when it triggers at work, and you have to fucking mad dash across the hallway and shit. People's in the hallway like, how you doing? How you doing?
See, but we're lucky. We just have to change our panties and move on.
See us guys. We
have to hose down the stall.
Yeah, no, you do. You have to hose. Yes, you do.
With some jeans.
And especially when other people come in. Like, it's not a private bathroom, so you go at it. Yep. And you hit the door open. And then you fucking wait it out.
I wonder if that's why we live longer, because we can hold back.
And then you have to wait. You hear the door close.
The best is when you got the guy who's not really paying attention to what he's doing, and you see him come out of the bathroom, and he's got one red eye and the other one's normal.
Squinted a little off.
Gotta watch where you aim there, Holmes. You're gonna hurt yourself. Fucking Christ. Scrappy, have you ever masturbated at work?
At work?
Yes.
No.
Thinking about Murphy?
No, I work at work. And no, I don't think about Murphy when I masturbate.
You think about tranny stuff?
I would think about the tranny over Murphy.
Ouch.
Oh, ow.
It's all right. I'm cool with that.
I'm cool with that too. Can we watch? Yeah, fuck about Murphy. Can we watch?
We all know you really masturbate thinking about strippers. It's okay. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
She called my bitch a meth whore.
What?
You said her teeth are all jacked up.
I didn't call her a meth whore. I was like, we need to pick a girl with nicer teeth next time.
I didn't look at the bitch's teeth.
I know. You're like,
he just sees a target. Oh, in the back.
Yeah,
the
only thing going back.
Oh.
The only thing going to my head was 20, 40, 60, 80. Fuck.
How much is it going to take for this bitch to whip out her own titties? What the fuck?
Well, no. Okay. The only problem I have with strip clubs is the guys that
pay.
Are like, what did you say?
They make you pay.
It's the guys that say, no, really, my friend's down there working. And I said, do you pay her to be your friend for that moment? No, but I tip her sometimes because she's working, but she's your friend. Yeah, she's my friend. I'm going to go hang out with her. She's not your fucking friend.
No,
you're
dude.
Fire drugs.
You can hang out with her.
She's
going
to move on to the next
work.
Tomorrow.
You're called a regular.
Buck.
See, that's
I've
what I love.
I've been a regular 3 times.
And you'll pay her car payment 1 month.
Oh, yeah.
I've been a regular 3 times, but I don't pay the goddamn car. Well,
well maybe that's I
didn't
pay
the bitch's car Sinister payment.
When Sinister comes in here, because we have some very interesting conversations after the show about what strippers are really like, and it gets to be really funny. And we saw him just the other day, and he's he's ready to come on in. I think he's going to try and come in next week.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah.
What do you mean what they're really like? Are you talking about, like, that story I told way back when?
Something along those lines.
Okay.
Yeah, what strippers are like when they're not being paid to do things. Yeah.
Oh, you speaking of which, you was talking about Sinister's girlfriend and how nice and sweet she was. And
she was a sweetheart. We were talking to her in the bathroom, and she was just so sweet. And
who's we?
Me and Alyssa, Miss Foxy.
Yep.
Yeah. She was really nice.
Wait, which one? Because we've never talked on the show.
No.
Which one? The one with the
with the
spider
really nice tattoos.
Yeah. No, she's. I don't think she said. Has she ever spoken on the show?
No. Never. She doesn't speak.
She left lipstick marks on my boob.
I did miss out. See, I was fucking everything.
Yeah, she left lipstick marks
you're
on my chest.
All because
you're
my
so
ass was
gay.
Tired.
Shut up. You didn't even work that day. You kissed my ass.
I'm tired. I mean, I have to work to be tired.
It was a great night, mate. You missed the fuck out.
Everything. Typical. Typical.
I told you.
At least you didn't talk about religion, so we didn't get to hear your religion
conversation. Yeah, you know, I saved everybody that whore.
This is the only dude that will go talk about religion in a strip joint.
Dude goes to a strip joint. Here's the deal. Goes to a strip club with us.
That
and
was the
Meg,
night I wouldn't go.
Meg, the cannibal model, she goes with us. Fucking dude, they get into a conversation about religion. He winds up turning his back to the stage so he can talk to her. He is so queer, it is not even funny. I swear to God, dude, you are so closeted. You are...
closeted it?
Closeted.
Are you closeted. Talking,
are you make just fun of us going to CSN?
I said closeted. At least
I need to get my education.
At least I'm not paying for someone to make me stupid. I'm doing it on my own.
Speaking of
so
which,
the sun goes around the moon.
Hey, speaking of which, my math teacher got two problems wrong on the board. He did 10 plus 16 as 27.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
What was his name?
I don't know. He comes in. He looks drunk. He comes in
like a... What was the name of the guy that sat in the back and spoke? Was it... Who was that? Never mind.
The guy that sat in the back and what?
Who was talking about religion at the strip club that I didn't go to.
Mark.
Was Mark? That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, Meg. He turned his chair around so he could face Meg and put
which
his
isn't
back
all that bad.
Chair. She had clothes on. You're
still,
missing.
Still,
you're
I wouldn't
it wrong.
Have even
yeah,
done that.
Yeah, you know what though? Meg's hot. Meg is beautiful.
Fail.
Thank you.
Yes,
Meg was in not too long ago too. She brought her boyfriend with her.
The conversation was putting me to sleep. I had to fucking leave. I moved.
He left. He left.
I moved the seat.
I
haven't talked to her in a long time.
She's funny. She's admitting that she's just fucking random guys off MySpace that she meets at these days.
I'll tell you about that later.
You sound happy about this.
That's why I keep trying to get on people's
and
friends
awe.
List.
She's like probably sleeping with some pedophile.
You know who that? Ew. Do you know who they're talking about? No. November.
Oh,
I'll tell you later.
She's fun. November. We like.
I did tell you, kind of, sort of.
We like her. She's
I know
fun.
Girls like that too. That like. Break up with someone, go searching through MySpace.
MySpace,
you
really?
Don't really know what's going on MySpace. You
ladies, that's MySpace.com /lsmack. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you exactly what's going on MySpace. There's 100 million horny guys looking to fuck girls.
Seven girls. That's
and
it.
And all those girls are sending tranny pics to the dudes. Come on.
that's what's going on MySpace.
No,
much.
There's also a lot of fake people. Like, somebody says they're somebody and they steal my friend's pictures. They do that all the time.
Yeah. Outstanding. Fucking ass wipes.
So you have your friends like ask to join you, and they're not even the people who they're stealing the pictures from.
Porn,
kind of.
Porn businesses, and looking for sex. That's
there you
no,
go.
That's
actually,
my space.
Models can find a lot of jobs on there too.
Yeah.
So.
See, that's
again the porn. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. All right, Trench. It's about time we took another break.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the wonder that is Trencher's radio professional. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. We're going to take ourselves a quick break.
But before we go, I do talk about religion and strip joints. Like, God damn, those tits are big. Jesus Christ, I want to hit that fucking pussy.
He was like, oh my God.
I want to spread those legs
you.
Like
that was you.
In the Red Sea.
I saw your shit leaking from your fucking. From your,
whoa!
Yeah, she was that hot. That ooh, she was.
Ooh. I was not that hot.
Come on now.
Okay,
not
wait.
Slime drill.
I'm sorry. If Foxy said she'd wanted to take you home, would you have gone home with her?
Oh, she had to think about it.
I thought she already did.
I don't. No. Not alone.
So I wanted to come and watch.
You'd be scared of her.
Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone alone just
winner.
Because. I wouldn't really. I wouldn't know what to do with. I wouldn't have.
Oh, so you've never done that?
Tranny?
No.
Girl. She has an aversion to sucking penis.
Yeah.
There's an aversion to it.
Yeah, but everybody has one drunk moment or two.
Or as much as alcohol as you can feed her.
Yeah.
That reminds me of another story. Anyway, let's go ahead and cut to a break.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
No, the bad thing about that.
to a cash machine to get a ticket home. A message on the screen says don't make plans, you're broke. No, no, this can't be right. I know the time is tight. I've only just been paid 3 weeks, 5 days till I've seen to skip the film, ticket inspectors there. No, no, this can't be right. I live an honest life. It seems like sometimes you don't cross the line. Tried to play it safe, but now we could not wait. No, no, this can't be right. She said it would be alright. I can't afford to be a daddy, so I leave tonight. No.
Nasty dog. Oh. feel like that one more side just to get. Love my dog in me. One more star, feel like that one more star just to get. Look for the dog in me. One more star, feel like that one more star just to get. Look for the dog in me.
Hey guys, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio's Best Of for this year. Well, the first of maybe a few Best Ofs, but this Best Of is unlike the others where we build it. This one's just one show. This show we felt really stood out. It was a great show for everybody. We had a lot of fun. We talked about what it's like to get hit in the nuts. So, I mean, it was a great show all around. Don't forget, we will be back live next week, 7 p.m. Pacific time. You cannot miss us. Spankwagon.net. Check us out. Join us live. Tell us what you thought of this show. Tell us what you thought should have been on the show. Who knows? Maybe in the future there'll be a listener-picked Best Of. All right, so keep on listening, guys. We're coming up here with some fun stuff, and I'll be back after this break.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio,
Spank Wagon. We're back.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing that.
What?
Spank Wagon!
Okay.
All right, let's talk about some news. Let's talk about, we got these,
I want to cut your hair.
We got all these fine chicks in the studio. Let's talk about news.
I don't know either. I mean, you know what?
For once, though, it wasn't Trench's idea. It was Merck's idea.
No, let's talk about some news.
Stop talking about sex. It's time to talk about some politics.
Well, you know, I do have some ass jokes here because I was just reading about this German surgery. In Germany, the surgeon, instead of operating on the woman's leg, they operated and replaced her asshole.
Nice. Talk about it.
How do you replace an asshole?
Well, you get a tattoo on it that goes back.
Get an infection because they did it wrong.
No, can you please explain?
Basically,
yeah,
when it's
like replace sphincter, like what? I mean,
yes, that's what it is. There's actually an artificial anus or an artificial sphincter, and they gave this,
what?
They did.
You put that your donated organs and shit. The only thing I want to donate is my asshole. I give a shit about kidneys. Throw these assholes. Take it out, baby.
I am the asshole for you. I will restore your confidence with my asshole.
You can now get a rim job and enjoy it.
I can just hear some trailer fuck going, I'm going to donate my wife's cooter because it did me good. That would not stop ringing in my head. I just shared. Sorry.
He's like, no, actually, I need to get a new one for my wife. This one's stretched out.
Oh, my God. Me and my friend were in the Circle at Orange looking at the antique shops. 1980-something Playboy with Suzanne Summers in it. And we're flipping through it just to see Suzanne Summers naked. And all of a sudden, we open it, and this chick's like, her legs hiked up, like, kind of in a 90-degree angle, whatever.
So she looks like she's had some Captain in her.
Her underwear was moved to the side, and it was that blousy underwear from the 80s that was supposed to be pretty. And all you can see
is hair.
Is hair. And it looked like it was so pounded, it was a ball with hair on it. Like, it was just,
Was that Suzanne Summers?
Or no, this was just in the magazine.
Bitch looks like
but
she had
Suzanne
buck beat in a headlock.
Suzanne Summers is fucking hot, dude. Yeah. She's a hot lady.
Was she shaved?
Wait. Because if it was Suzanne Summers, that's Thighmaster gone wrong.
She's the sheriff.
No, it wasn't her. She did look really damn good. We were surprised to see her fully naked. But.
And you didn't buy this Playboy?
No. If I'm going to buy a Playboy, I'm going to be a Playboy, it's going to be pre 1969.
Oh, I have Gita's and of course her penthouse.
Too. Okay, well that I can understand.
How much was she selling it for?
They were in a vintage shop. They jacked off on the jeans.
Oh, okay.
She looked like, dude, she wears a lot of foundation.
Who's that?
Dita Von Teese.
I have no idea who that is.
She's a burlesque performer. She's like one of the.
Oh, she was on a.
Tyra.
She's the girl that
America's Next Top Model.
She's the girl that Marilyn Manson dumped for some 19-year-old.
Yeah, she was teaching them last season.
Did you see the girl?
He wrote a book about that. Yeah. How she ruined his life. Oh, there is a huge book about it.
Let me tell you something.
What?
Let me tell you something.
Gee, what a shocker! A vagina ruined some man's life.
Well, let me tell you. Anybody? Wow. My brother never read a book in his fucking life. He fucked around. His girlfriend finally dumped him. He read 3 Tom Clancy novels. If a dude is writing a book about a chick, she. Fucked them.
That's what I'm
badly.
Saying. Badly. Yeah.
we don't really, you know, if it's a bitch, it's a bitch. You know, okay, yeah, whatever. Fuck.
Now, hold on.
You know.
Hold
but
on.
If you write a whole.
But every guy calls a girl a psycho when they break up with her. So
it's
really
always
bad.
The girl's fault.
You can do anything all of a sudden you're a psycho.
If the shoe fits.
Yeah. Now, let me qualify something real quick. This was your brother, right?
Yes.
A black man?
Yes.
Who never read a book?
Have you seen that video on YouTube?
I am shocked.
There's a video on YouTube about read a book.
Yeah,
have
we know that
book,
one.
Read a book.
Oh, you
read
sent that
book.
To me. Book. You sent that to me. Yeah, yeah.
That's what makes my point so much stronger. Tom Clancy novels. It's just like this fucking thick. You know what I'm saying? So.
Should have started off with something easy like the KFC menu. Whoops, that was
out
loud.
Dude, the KFC menu was at my DUI class, too. And 6 pregnant ladies.
Pregnant ladies, KFC. You're keeping interesting.
I wasn't
lately.
Drinking. I'm sorry, I swear to God, it's for the baby. I had to have 7 beers. I'm drinking for 2.
Wow.
I shouldn't make those jokes. My wife's like 6 months pregnant.
Yeah, she's gonna knock your head upside.
Big as a house.
Later.
You probably shouldn't have said
your
that.
No.
Wife is not big as a house. She is little.
No, she's. Big as a house.
Is she going to have twins?
No, it's one. They're a little worried right now because it doesn't seem like either her body's producing too much fluid or the baby's not absorbing it. So she's like right on that cusp where they're going to say, you're going to spend the next 3 months in bed.
Aww.
And at first I was like, yeah, no. Wait, no. That's bad because who's going to do my laundry? To be mean, yeah. I swear, to be mean, and she's so big right now, I drop things on the floor on purpose just to watch her bend over and pick it up. I can't lie. She'll be so rude.
I
tell you to get your damn stuff.
Yeah.
No, not my stuff. She'll be like, honey, can you go ahead and get I'm like, yeah, let me go get it for you. I'll come get it, and I'll walk right up to her, and I'm like, thunk, drop it on the floor, and then I'll run away so she has to pick it up. Yeah. She's in the bedroom
or
this morning.
Or chase you and kick you in the ass.
Oh, she's not chasing anything right now. Who
and
the
this
hell
is why
do?
He hasn't got laid.
You
gotta
get
the
like,
ass.
She's got to get like a gopher or some type of slingshot to just hit you.
Just
when
out
you
of the blue, he's going to get like a hit with a bat.
And this and that's when the girls leave. That's why we call you psycho bitches. Because
you're
guys.
Psycho.
I'm just you're playing. The one well, taunting
what's
your first
psycho.
Wife?
Yeah.
The bitch got a bat.
What the fuck? I was just playing around. Why you gotta be all fucking psycho?
Why didn't genocide come? She would have smacked him upside his head at this point.
Genocide,
or Justine, for that matter.
Genocide makes me tremble.
You know, there's something else I do. There's something else I do to her. It's fun. We'll be in the bedroom. I'm like, hi, honey. We'll be standing there getting ready in the morning. She's like, hi. And I'll put my arms around her. And she's like, don't you do it. And I do it every time. I grab her and I lean her down on the bed so she's on her back and she can't get up. It's like a turtle. She just has to wiggle a little bit to try and roll over to one
That's
side.
So
so
I would lock you,
you
out of the bedroom and make you sleep on the couch.
It is so funny.
Oh, no.
Like she's getting dressed this morning and she's got like her prego pants with the elastic waist and I just knock them out of her hands and run away so she has to bend over and pick them up. Dude, it is so much fun.
She could literally hurt you and get away with it by law and blame it on something about pregnancy.
Let me tell you. You said that you're gonna make him. You'll make him sleep on the couch. This is a dude that masturbates to his Mac in the bathroom.
There's a word.
I know.
If he's comfortable in there, he's comfortable fucking anywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. That reminds me. I gotta get a little.
Oh shit! He's in the building. Hi, sweetie.
All right. So, why don't we do a topic change? Because we had to talk about.
Let's talk about news.
What are we gonna? Are we gonna do a news?
Yes, that's it.
Oh yes.
We will do news, but we need
gonna
to
talk about. We're going to talk about news topics.
We got to talk about some.
We got four hot chicks in the theater. We're talking about news topics.
I know. What's up with that?
We need to talk about tattoo parlors.
I guess that's my cue.
That's
yes.
See, in the radio biz, we call that a segue.
A segue? Okay.
Nice.
As shitty as it was, it's all yours. Nice.
Well, then I guess I have the floor. My husband and
nice
some.
Edible.
What the hell is that?
That was.
Here, announce it. Tell everybody.
Jesse,
edible.
No.
Edible.
No. No.
Okay,
I'm sorry, but that is too cool.
For those of you that can't see what happened just now, Big Titty C came in and she brought in candy edible nipple tassels, and it just completely rocketed the situation.
That's very cool.
And those are hard candy.
Did you get those at Spencer's? I hear he still has your panties too.
He did. James L did eat the last ones. They were watermelon and Kool-Aid flavored.
Everybody loves ghetto juice. All right, we need to get back.
Okay,
we need
tattoo parlor.
Thank you.
LivingDeadTattooParlor.com. Go ahead, go there and check it out.
Go there now.
My husband and some of his friends are opening a shop. It should be opening within the next month. And there's an artist there for everybody. If they can't do it there, you're probably not going to be able to get it.
They are phenomenal artists over there.
Excellent.
They also have paintings for sale on the site.
I still never got it. I don't have no tattoos. And I remember we talked about
Come
it before.
On.
We're going to have to.
I don't know. I don't know. I just
Come on.
I just don't know what I can put. What
Come
I would
with
put
me
my
when
body
I get my next one.
I'll come with
you.
I'll come on you.
It's like a whole other meditation.
See, you have to trick me. You have to trick me to get there. Like, James, I'm naked.
I'll fucking like, pull up in the car. I will suck you.
Whoa.
I hear you there,
I like that one. Cut that shit out. Cut that one out. Replay that.
I will isolate that audio tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Dude, you're so over with that audio. They're going to so rerun that.
I will run over the fucking stop sign. Walking the tattoo
parlor. About? That's how you drive now.
Right.
And if you want to know who you're talking to, you can also go back to Lucky Betty's MySpace. Nikki Napalm's in here with us in the Carnival Life series.
That's
What's
awesome
the
name.
Picture? It's burlesque.
Burlesque in practice.
Burlesque in practice, yeah. In the Carnival, that's really sad.
Okay,
that
so
I think
so
of that.
Where is this tattoo parlor going to be?
It's going to be on Russell and Rainbow.
Okay, cool.
Hopefully, we were aiming for May, but it took a little long for the building inspector to get by. So hopefully, April 1st. Yeah.
Since
you
people
have
usually
seen me.
Hear
I was
you
like this
when
little construction
the
worker. I had like the goggles and the mask on, sanding the floor at this big ass floor sander thing, and the guys had to hold me from behind because it was like swaying
and they
back
were
and forth
loving
out
of
my
it.
Hands. It was fabulous.
I'll hold you by your hips. Don't worry, sweetie.
Wait, so you had to build your own tattoo parlor?
No. It was a new complex, and they put up everything for us. But we had people to paint, put up walls, everything, and we had someone to stain the floors.
Okay.
Well, of course, that guy doesn't show up. So we're like, oh, we can do this by ourselves. It came out pretty good. Mike spilled a little acid on his leg, almost ate a hole through it. But
Jesus.
Oh, wow. She says it like it's no big deal, too, you know.
It's only pain.
It's a little acid, you know.
It's fine.
Smell of rotting.
Does he do
flesh?
His own artwork? Like, he's an artist.
Yeah.
He doesn't just trace and do.
Yeah. Oh, we
no.
don't go to guys like that, honey.
No. I'm just.
No,
these are actual.
They're
artists.
Phenomenal.
Okay.
There's Brian Antichrist, John Tafoya, who's my husband, Johnny Lowlife, McRath, Nicole.
No, wait a minute. Both
Bean.
Those Johns were the same guy.
Yeah, John, oh, okay. Johnny Lowlife is my husband. Bean and Daniel.
Bean.
How come Bean doesn't have a last name?
Well,
the green card hasn't shown up yet.
It's
Boston Bean.
Actually, last name's Err.
Well, see, he's half Mexican, but he doesn't look it, so everybody calls him Bean.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, McRath, his last name's McGrath, so he goes by McRath.
Mark McGrath?
No, Mike.
Mike McGrath.
Wow.
That's pretty much what he does. Fried chicken.
Well, I'm trying to, I'm trying to share a microphone with this sexy girl over here.
I know.
Like, you're having that much of a problem with her boobs in your face like that.
That's why I keep pulling the microphone close.
She's like, no, it's okay. Let me get it for you.
Look, James, DCast view will never be as good as mine as I'm painting Spankwagon across T's nipple, or across T's chest, and blowing on her nipple. Just stop it. I don't know what you're talking about. There's a breeze.
And let me tell you, she smells fucking fantastic.
Nice.
So not because I'm right next to her. Not because I'm just right next to her.
Oh, hello.
Why is the mic? Why
wow,
is that over
James
here?
Now that triggered
wait,
it.
Yeah, see, that was just about to say. Speaking of getting hard,
now that just triggered it right there.
For those of you not watching here in the studio, C just grabbed James L's head and tried to drive it right down into the honey patch. That's kind of a nice one there.
I think this is the most people we've had in the studio since I've been
I need
here.
One of your cigarettes, dude.
He's like, I'm done. I finished. Under the table, there's a song.
Now, here's the thing with nipple. Wow, tassels, candy
edible.
Nipple tassels.
Those
edible.
Are edible. Edible nipples.
Why are they still
so
in the
cool.
bag?
Because James L. ate the last one.
Why aren't you wearing them? The bathroom's
there
right
you
there.
Go. Bathroom.
I tried the Reese's peanut butter cup wrappers and he.
I'd eat the
up.
Other one. I was hungry. Why aren't you wearing these? Is it like a prerequisite that every time you
well,
come
you
in here
what?
You
You're
wind
not
up topless?
To drive and talk on the cell phone, okay? Driving and trying to stick thumb suckers on don't work either.
You know
do
what?
They stick? Do they?
They have little they have a little tape there. That is perfectly okay. responsible for you. Here you go. Bathroom's right behind you.
They hurt when you cut them off.
I have kind of a one strap.
So you, have,
do,
you have
do they hurt when you? Scrap asked a great question there.
Yeah,
do they hurt when you take them off?
You know, the last ones I wore to the benefit. I'm trying to remember. I didn't remember that much. They came off the next day.
Scrappy? Now, technically.
So if you keep them on, that's the trick. Keep them on all night until the next morning.
And then you
they
don't
hurt
nipples.
When they, okay.
Now, Scrappy, technically, Trencher's saying and you owe him a boob shot.
Yeah, well, technically, he missed out on that Friday night.
Would you be willing to go and put. She's feeding him the candy like
wow.
they're grapes. Okay, now just picture that instead of candy. No. Picture now you've got Foxy's ball sack
so
in your mouth.
Jerry is deep throating. That he is good at that. Damn.
And put. She's feeding him the candy like
wow.
they're grapes. Okay, now just picture that instead of candy. No. Picture now you've got Foxy's ball sack
so
in your mouth.
Jerry is deep throating. That
don't stop.
His ass gonna choke on hard candy.
That goes so far down your throat.
I know you.
Do you have practice?
Oh, all of a sudden he gags like it's a problem.
Oh, just do what they do. Stick it in the side of your mouth.
Nice.
Just a
now,
string hanging
Scrappy,
out.
Scrappy, would you be willing to put those on for us?
No.
I just came.
On the candy, and now he's eating it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness. Hair on my nipples, when I take them off, it's going to pull.
No, not if you remove them correctly.
You want me to put them
on? Put them on.
I'll eat them off.
Murph is going to put them on.
You guys are always fucking around, and I want to, you know, win them.
All right, Murph is going to go put on. Yeah, there's no modesty with you, Murph.
Nice. I want to see a fucking shimmy.
I wonder. Okay, let's see if he can actually get them.
Yeah, swing it, baby.
I want to see.
Let's see if you can get the nipple tassels and your dick swinging in a circle at the same time.
I don't think it's. Never mind.
Come on, sweetie. Come on, baby.
Ow!
Is this dick hard too?
Oh. Don't worry, we've got some duct tape. That'll work. And here we wanted to talk about the tattoo part. We got totally sidetracked.
We've got the
camera
on, right?
I said it. We're good.
All right. Because I was going to say, we were talking outside before the show that you're opening in April.
Uh-huh.
And how did that work that if you wanted to open May, but the building inspectors did something, now you're opening earlier?
No. We wanted it open
she was
in
confused.
March.
Oh, March. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry,
she was confused.
Oh, my God. They did their job.
This is her first time on this radio show. She's a little intimidated.
Well, she's doing a great job.
Intimidated.
I think I said cock and dick a few times. I'm all right.
Hey, intimidation don't fucking go like, take over the whole show.
At first
trust
I was
me.
Like,
she's doing
I be
really
myself?
Good. No, she's
someone
doing
I
good.
Know be listening. Oh, hell, they know me anyway.
There you go.
No,
get over it.
While we're waiting for them, let's talk about some of the work you've done. Because, I mean, how many tattoos do you have?
I'm going with about probably maybe 40% of my body covered.
Oh, 40? Where do you not?
That's
where are
my,
you not getting?
That's
covered?
Just my ass.
My back.
Why not?
Because I figure it's more feminine since I'm having all my limbs done. I'm going to do my neck. Mm-hmm. Oh, and probably my chest area. I'm thinking about it. I don't know. We'll
no,
see
don't
yeah,
do the
I
chest
can't do
area.
The chest.
Don't do the chest
I can't
area.
Do the chest.
I think it's better because then you wonder what else, where, you know, instead of just showing it.
I was thinking of getting a flower on my cooter. Because you know, like, the old Sailor
Hooters the
Jerry
word of the day.
Tattoos? And they always have the flower.
Hooters and cooters.
Hooters and cooters.
Hooters and cooters.
No, I have friends with tattoos on their chest, and they're beautiful, but I can't.
Yeah, no, I think it's better that you're not, because you have enough where you don't need nothing else
you
to draw any attention to.
You don't need a tattoo.
Yeah. But I was going to get them reducted.
I think
and
everywhere else.
And then get something on my chest.
No, don't get them reducted. What?
You know what you should
reduction
get?
Is a bad fucking word.
We can get together for that.
She's carrying 7 pounds all the time.
You try, first of all, carrying that weight.
I do.
Second of all.
He does with his tongue. He'll help you with yours, too.
No. And the grocery girls store, too. They'll be like, are those real?
And girls with fake tits, do they give you evil looks?
Yeah, I had a girl
I feel like
the
I'm
going to
get jumped.
Who told me she was an armpit model? And pull what? Out. Yeah. Wait. It gets better.
Wow.
And that she's an armpit model. And that's how she knows.
Did
now,
you hit her?
Were they putting these extensions in her armpit? Like, how does she know this? And I have never seen an armpit model in my life.
Where you apply it?
There isn't a such thing as a fucking armpit model.
She was drunk. Was
unless it's crazy. For deodorant.
You don't have to,
yeah,
you,
that's what she said. But
you,
I've never seen
you
a,
you
like a
you don't have
armpit
to show,
on
you
TV.
You don't have to show your face or anything, right? And I'll apply for that shit. Where's the application?
You want
to
be? Oh, wait. Wait,
oh,
see.
Here comes Murph.
Da 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 da.
Da.
Oh yeah, baby.
Come here, big boy. Decap, eat them up.
Go. Oh my God! Move the camera.
Clap when you got Murphy in the house.
Oh, that's wrong. Murph's now a T-girl.
I'm so scared.
Oh. And a bit perfect, too. It must be for, like, some small titty.
Oh, yeah. Gargling. Wow.
See, bring down your arm. Bring down your arm.
You're an armpit model. Come on, big boy.
Hey, decaf, pull them off now.
Here you go.
No, keep them on for the show.
Yeah, we're going to pull them off later.
I think Krillin would really appreciate that.
Aren't you, Cindy? Don't you think? Jiggle it. Shoot me.
Krillin would. Wow. I knew he was
oh,
say
my
that.
God.
Wait, can you eat it off of that?
No, get the candy scrap.
Does it hurt?
Enjoy.
Does that hurt?
No. You're on camera.
Funny, all at the same time. I don't think I ever want to see this again. The one day I decide to come on the radio after how long has it been? 9 months? We have the most entertaining show ever. Nice. Nice. He's still burlesque girls? I don't need yours, baby.
I am the same way.
You know, we're relatively.
Get a mic. Lick his armpit like an armpit model? What?
I'm
scared. You're wearing,
I like them.
I don't think I will use them in a photo shoot ever.
It's cold in here, but my nipples are amazingly warm.
It's the same kind of candy.
That would be rad. But no, it doesn't fit with any of the concepts. You know me. Not next year. Maybe I should do a whole candy concept.
Yeah.
With food. Oh.
All
right, now comes the rough part.
Delete that from the show, please, so no one steals it.
Are you going to pull them off? Wait. Guys.
Tonight.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, dude.
No, you're wearing them tonight. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, let's see. Let's take the little white guy with the candy nipple tassels to a room with a rap release party. Not happening.
It's hot, Chris. No, it's hot.
You
eat my asshole.
It's fucking hot.
Dude.
You look really cool, my nigger.
No, you will not. These are coming off. But anyway.
No, you should keep them on. Yeah, right. You know these guys. They love you.
You're going to wear like a tight
suit. I'm going to get my ass kicked in the parking lot.
Who would kick your ass? I know all of them.
Oh, go to the Fruit Loop.
You're with me. You're VIP.
He's like,
access.
It's over. I'm done.
I was
going to
say, oh, are you going to be
TV?
Oh, my
that
God.
That was amazing.
Wait, can I pull him off?
Can we just yank him off?
Pull him off, dude.
Wait.
He's leaving him on.
He's leaving him on. Murph. Leave him on, dude. Leave him on, dude.
I thought you were going to take a picture.
Put your dick in the mud.
Okay. Well, wait. We just gave a reason to feel himself up now for the rest of the night. He's going to be like constantly checking the candy.
You ready?
I'll show you my boobs if you leave them on.
That's such a lie, because you never do that.
No, I swear to God, I'll show you, but I won't show anybody else.
Well, there's no fun in that.
You're a fucking liar.
I swear, Chris,
I swear to God, you can swear all you want. You ain't going to show your shit.
Murph believes me.
We'll see.
Right, because he already seen him at work.
Well, not that you.
Yeah, no.
Oh, she's not saying.
She's
like,
yeah.
I know she's not, she's like, you want the, feels like, if you want this job, you got to strip naked
right?
and get on a fucking coffee
right?
machine, bitch.
I don't know if I can keep these on. They're like, you
bend
know,
over and show.
9 grams of sugar, and I've got hypoglycemia, so.
No. Vetoed. You're keeping them on.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to the party with these on, but I'll leave them on for
yes,
why not?
You are.
No.
Then why is
why
your
not?
Shirt on?
Because it's cold
what
in here.
What the fuck is the point of...
Yeah, why are you wearing nipple tassels if you're not going to show them?
Exactly.
Oh, stop it. Leave them on right
I,
now
Cindy, I, who are you going to tell?
I don't know someone.
I'll have Krillin kick your ass. You really want to be afraid of all the...
There's
the
already
my ass.
Hey, wait. There's already enough photo proof.
No,
video
now,
proof.
Hold on a sec. Why is it every time that something like this goes on, I'm the one that has to go out in public and do this shit?
You're not
you
the only
You would interview
friend.
Rednecks in the fucking Walmart, okay? You... Hey... Asswipe, you wouldn't drink even a single quart of eggnog.
Don't even look in my direction. You know I do fucking anything.
No, you
wild.
Do fucked up shit all the time. And
I fucking
fine.
Belly dance, my friend, for an hour.
Where was
you,
that?
No, Cindy, you do shit in the safety of your own home. I don't see your titties flopping out the window when we're driving down the street.
What?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know those titties don't flop, but. Cindy has got anti-gravitational boobs. It's great. She lays down and they just stay there. They don't move. They just kind of stay. Anyway, so now that we've got like 20 minutes left.
Experience with that?
So what?
I keep hearing that she's related to you. She's your aunt.
She's
your cousin.
It's kind of, it's a, you know.
It's getting creepy.
Every week. Yeah. No, Cindy, every
I
week
hear like barnyard
different.
Music.
Last week you were his cousin. This week you're his aunt.
It's.
You were his like daughter like a couple weeks ago.
There is no way to really qualify.
I swear, you're like his godmother one. I
no,
swear
it's,
to God, every
it's,
week it's something different.
Well, I mean. Almost with some, but well, there's no actual relation there. That's the other weird
part.
So
he has to make up shit. That's why.
There is no marriage. They were smart. They didn't get married. They just said, "Yeah, we'll live together, and if one of us wants to leave, fuck off, we'll go." Anyway, so
that's
what's
the best kind of a relationship?
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? You're listening to the greatest internet
candy tassels.
Candy tassels radio, funny. Baby.
Candy tassels.
Spankwagon.net. We'll be back.
Hey guys, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio's Best Of for this year. This Best Of isn't like the others. It's not a bunch of bits pulled out of the air. This is one show, one shining example of what Spankwagon Radio really is. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Don't forget, we will be live next week, 7 p.m. Pacific at spankwagon.net. You'll be able to hear us, comment, join in, chuckle, give us your thoughts and opinions on all kinds of bullshit. So, keep on listening. I will not be back. At least not this Best Of. Have a good night, folks. Keep listening. Spankwagon Radio. I'm the ugly American. Now I'm a government man. A government man.
ashes of your mother go. Hanging round downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself, and then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy hair. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Hanging around downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine. I was thinking about myself, and then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, mama, this surely. Surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this must be my dream.
Thank you.
right, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
You know why I'm happy?
Why are you happy?
Because Cindy's ass is right on my fucking picture that I'm going to take home.
And so, masturbate on.
Yeah. Get a little rubbing action over here, boy.
You got to love Cindy. She's great.
Grab the titties. Anyway, so
I lost my ability.
I know. Wasn't he just talking shit about me and rednecks?
Hey, they're not my titties, so he can grab all he wants. Anyway, wow, this has been a very interesting show.
Quite literally, you are now sugar tits. You realize this. Murphy is sugar tits.
That's me, baby.
He's the sloth from Ice Age. Doesn't he remind you of the sloth from Ice Age?
Not really. What? What?
Am I alone on this? Yeah,
quite.
I don't remember the sloth on Ice Age.
Because, well, he was in my car, and he was in the back seat, and out of my rear view mirror, I saw him do his head like this.
Your mascara in.
And why
are you looking so hard?
Huh?
Why are you looking so hard at what he does?
Wanted to know what that pounding was on the back of her seat. Duh.
I think he was.
Why
yelling
is the back of my ear wet?
Something.
Why do you? Oh. I'm like, why does my seat keep turning? You're making my tassel shake. Stop. All
right. I have that effect on people.
All right, this was the question in the green room. I was asking her. We're just talking about. I want to talk on the show. If you had to fuck a male celebrity or a girl had to fuck a girl celebrity, who would you fuck?
Me?
Trench, you first.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Trench.
This sounds vaguely familiar.
If you had to fuck a male celebrity,
that's
you
reconciling your homosexuality.
Wasn't this the top 10 list?
I have no clue. Come back to me. I'd love to think about this. I don't know.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage?
You would do Nicolas Cage?
I think he's ugly.
You would do Nicolas Cage?
Are we talking
top? He was hot in the 70s when he was in that, what's that movie called?
He
what's
did Con Air, right?
Valley Girl?
Oh, yeah.
Now, wait. Do I? Now, wait. Hold on.
We're going to go around. Okay. Who would you do, Cindy, if you had to do another woman? If you haven't already.
Had to, please. Let's try got to.
No.
A woman
opposite
for us
sex.
And a man for them.
Oh, yes. I got my man. Who's my woman?
I've never thought about that. I don't know. Well.
God, that's a hard one. Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
That's a hard one. Jennifer Aniston.
You know what? You kind of look like Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Well, if Chris is a sloth, you know.
Something tells me this bitch needs her eyes checked. Anyway.
Here, try these.
No. No, you kind of do. A little bit. Like the complexion.
The fake tan, that's what it is. Okay.
I get a call from Cindy one day. Oh my God, Christopher, you'll never guess what happened. What? The cable guy came over and didn't tell me when he was coming, so he came around back and saw me topless.
He has the best job in the world.
Like,
no, he went back and told all his little buddies.
I gotta pull some cable, ma'am.
So who would you do?
Wait, do I get to fuck them or be fucked?
No. Either or.
What?
Okay. Would you fuck rather be a top fuck. Or a bottom?
Hold on. Now, hold
pitching
on.
Or no, catching, either. Huh?
You got to qualify that.
What kind of shoes do you wear? Hold on.
if it's pitching, it's going to have to be an Asian guy. Or if I'm catching, it's got to be an Asian guy. But if it's pitching, if I got to fuck a dude,
Why is he got to be an Asian guy?
Because he's got a really small dick.
You're fucking him, though.
Yeah, no, if he's catching, he's
got to
get fucked by a little Asian dude.
Try my shoe.
It should not be that hard of a question to answer.
I've never thought about fucking another dude. Sorry.
Wait, that fucking surprises me. You think of everything else.
Sorry,
everything.
Dude, I'm not gay.
We're not gay and
you try
to make us gay.
Because all women are inherently gay.
Fucking question. Goddamn stolid.
Let me tell you this. It's probably going to be Michael J. Fox.
All right.
Ew, what the fuck?
Because he's got Parkinson's. Well, his whole body's going to twitch around, so it's going to be great.
All right, Michael J. Fox next.
Ginger, if you're...
Face shot, wall shot.
I still can't. I mean, I'm...
All right, next.
All right, Rose McGowan.
Shut up!
Oh,
nice
choice.
Rose McGowan is hot. I'm sorry, she's got a nice ass.
I'm charmed.
See, honestly, I would have thought Jennifer Tilly, but that's just me.
See, Jennifer Tilly is
voice,
rad.
Though. Maybe the little squeak would.
She is so fucking nice too. She is so cool. All
right, Scrap, you got to come up with someone new then.
It was either going to be Eliza Dushku or Rose McGowan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ginger.
Probably Selma Hayek.
Ooh,
nice. Did you see Banditas?
I have it. I burned it illegally.
Did I watched the movie, but I watched it with I watched it on mute, so I don't really know what was going on.
Okay, Trench.
I'd have to go Brad Pitt.
Oh, you went for the
really?
Gusto.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, Brad. Okay, now here's the thing. Brad Pitt in Troy or Brad Pitt in like the Fight Club / Mr. and Mrs.
Ooh.
Fight Club?
Ooh.
Because Fight Club is me too. But some girls are like, he's so buff and sexy. I'm like, no.
You know who else is awkwardly hot?
Because he's
Helena Bonham Carter.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I can't agree with that.
You didn't see Mary Shelley's Frankenstein?
Yeah. She's got a weirdness to her, but
she is beautiful in her own way.
Weirdness.
Then again,
so you want to fuck Brad Pitt, huh?
Yeah.
So which one?
Which
Troy
one?
Or Fight Club?
In the kitchen or on the road?
I'll go middle of the road. We'll go Ocean's 11, 12, and 13.
Oh, so he likes his men smooth and well-dressed.
So
middle of the road.
Is Michael J. Fox your real answer or the answer that you don't...
No, I think I'd go for Michael J. Fox. I don't know, dude.
He was
just...
really going to say Michael Jackson. Then he
I
was
going to
say Michael
up.
Jackson, but then I thought, no, wait, you meant a dude.
He really wants Triple H.
No, really not.
He wants to play the game.
You know what, dude? I've never thought about it. I mean... Like, if I'm going to fuck a dude, it's...
I'm surprised with all this tranny action you've
been
having.
That's what I'm saying.
You haven't... Because...
I just, you know, it's just never anything. I've just, like, never sat and thought, okay, if I'm going to put my cock
in
another dude's ass...
I think he's lying. I think he's bullshit.
No, seriously, you guys know me. If I got to answer for something, I'll come up with an answer for something. But I really have never thought about fucking another dude. I mean,
neither have I, but I figured it out pretty quick.
I mean, like, there's a lot. Do you fuck a guy to say, hey, guess who
you don't see a guy like, oh, that's a good looking dude at all?
Not really.
Okay,
you know what?
You're drunk,
I...
you're hungover. The next day, you wake up and you go, I can't believe I slept with. Wait, well, I guess it's kind of cool.
I've already had that moment. And
no, but dude version.
Yeah, I've already had that moment.
Wow, and it was kind of cool, huh?
No, I mean, like. I guess you got to think why you're having sex with this guy. Am I having sex with this guy because I want to fuck him or because I want to say to my friends, dude, I just poked George Clooney
in the
colon. Okay,
you're thinking way too hard. Seriously?
I know.
And it's weird because he doesn't usually do that when it comes to sex. He usually has an answer.
When it comes to this side of it, though, he does.
Yeah?
Oh, I know him outside of this venue. From way before the radio show.
I'm thinking, well, because Michael J. Fox is always the funny answer, but... Jonathan Frakes, actually.
Fuck is that?
Riker
from Star
Trek.
I think he just doesn't want to admit it.
No, I would. That's a
no,
kind
no,
of.
No, I was just thinking. Do you want
bearded
or not bearded?
Bearded.
Okay, bearded. Gotta go. Okay.
Gotta go with the beard.
I don't know what the fuck you
really?
Talking about.
Really?
Wait. Do you ever watch Star Trek Next Generation?
No.
Oh, that's right. You're a star. Okay, so you want to fuck Mark Hamill? Got it.
Fuck
Hayden
no.
Christensen.
Now, yeah, Hayden Christensen. A possibility.
Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, it's never something that's really entered my mind.
Here, he's still going with this.
I'm thinking about it.
I think Ewan McGregor is better.
So what?
His nipples are running.
I'd say Ewan McGregor I think
dude,
is better.
Dude, whatever
Ewan
I think,
McGregor?
Whenever I think Ewan McGregor, I always think of Moulin Rouge, and I don't know if I could do a guy who's that fruity dancing around and singing everywhere, because that would just make it gay.
Or go Trainspotting.
Like, it's not gay before. Only when he's dancing sexy.
Exactly.
Okay, Trench and Murph, a black guy, if you had to do a black guy, which black famous celebrity? Because you know it's going to hurt forever. Who are you taking on?
Oh, wait, am I catching?
You were both.
Oh, both?
Both. You are both.
You know,
Michael Clark Duncan.
What's his name? What's his name? Antonio Hall. That's the first name that popped into my head.
Antonio Hall.
Arsenio Hall. Excuse me, Arsenio Hall.
A black guy or a Mexican guy? Which one did I say? Because
black guy.
It's at the East Coast. There, it's Puerto Rican.
Arsenio Hall. What about you?
Shit. What would Brad Pitt? Might as well go with this. Then watch to go for the.
Well, no, I was gonna say Samuel L. Jackson.
I thought he would say that.
But the whole time, he'd have to be shouting, motherfucker.
Love to you.
Damn motherfucker! I'm surprised that motherfucker.
Be great.
He's too pretty.
Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch? No. Then why are you trying to fuck me like a bitch? Hey, Scrappy, if you were going to fuck a white man, who would you fuck? No, just a white man in general.
David Boreanaz. It's all about David.
Okay, but did you see him in Valentine? Like,
yeah.
On the
yeah,
big screen,
terrible.
The back of his arm, you could see his stretch marks, like, really,
really,
really big and gross, and
yeah,
I kind of lost it
there.
Cute. Oh, no, I didn't
yeah.
see that.
Wow, this just turned into chick hour, man.
No, he's gorgeous.
What, none of the Baldwins?
Dude, what year do you live in? I mean,
which
really?
One?
Even
I
know
the reaction
the
I
one
wanted,
who's
that's
in and
all.
Out of rehab, the one that's God-fearing or the crazy.
Dude, even yeah. I know the Baldwins are irrelevant.
I met one, I'm not going to say who it was, but he was a little kind of molesterish.
Yeah.
Nice.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. All the Baldwins are wrong.
Mr. Belding. He hangs out at Dumplings, the karaoke bar in L.A. Yeah.
And now he's getting stalked.
No, he stalks.
He's just starting to itch my nipple. They're starting to itch.
You are not taking them off. I don't give a fuck.
Someone just punch him in the chest.
You
that'll
make fucking
it feel
blow me down there, okay? Holy Christ.
Blow me down there.
We got about
he
a minute.
He wishes he could say those words to me.
Well, he just did.
Blow me.
Hey Murphy. Hey Murphy.
Yo.
I'm gonna pour some Fun Dip down your crotch and lick it off your balls.
Hell
with the stick.
Yes.
No, if you're gonna do it from the ass crack.
I'm gonna use a little white stick to lick that shit off.
Will you guys please make that a new banner for the website?
Fun Dip down the
please.
Pants.
Please.
Fun Dip.
A thing, a little thing of Fun Dip,
please. And a picture of Murph with a nipple tassel.
Oh, man, it's wonderful. We need
That's
to
gonna
do,
be
like,
the next banner. That's gonna be it. Holy Christ on a crutch.
And on that note,
yeah, sugar your pants,
bummer.
My friend. Hey, man, you can't end this shit.
I can't believe he wants to end this show. This show.
Well, you guys
I can't believe
you
wanted to talk
guys,
about news.
Us guys? No, you're coming too.
Yeah. What I'm saying is everybody wants to go to this release party, so you've got to end it sometime, right?
And why are we having? Why are we going to this party, Scrappy?
Sun Krillin. That's what's up.
This is where you Sun say Krillin. Why?
Oh, his first album is dropping, The Black Costume, today. It's $10. It's at the box office, but it's probably going to be sold out.
And there's no air conditioning there, so wear something skimpy.
Yeah, there's no air conditioning there. Right. And it's probably going to be
packed.
Bring
your inhaler.
You are listening.
So if it's filled, how the fuck are we going to get in?
We're going to get in.
Push.
I'm VIP access.
Murph.
I got the nipples.
Nice.
We're going to show Murph nipples.
You've been listening
it's
to Spank.
Hey, baby, take a peek at this.
All right. You've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. All right, if you can't, I can't even fucking say.
Find us at Archive.
Thank you, whatever. We got syndicates to thank. LV Rocks for, of course, letting us have the studio time and space. KC Host Radio Network, Dwarf from Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio, Nomad Radio Network, and Arrow 97 Online. Yeah, blah, 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 podcast archive, got that all sorted out. You can go to podcast.lvrocks.com or check out the archive on Spankwagon. We need friends. Where do they go, Murph?
They go to you gonna turn my mic on? You son of a bitch. They go to myspace.com/Spankwagon.
/Spankwagon.
Decaf, where else do they go?
They go to myspace.com/Spankwagon Media. For all pictures right. And video of
and
trannies.
For Christ's sake, guys, go to the net and start commenting on the stories. Holy shit, it's been interesting the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I have a poop blog.
The poop blog.
If you want to see Lucky Betty's, you can go to myspace.com/LuckyBetties for updates, news, or just go to luckybetties.com for updates. Or you can come see me and Nikki tonight at the Double Down if you're local, because we got friends in town playing.
Awesome.
They're friends on the Spankwagon website.
Yeah.
In case you
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're off to the, they're on the left hand side, the Lucky Betty's.
On our top, on our site. So, Lucky Betty's, you can't miss it.
Can't miss it at all. We thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. It's been fabulous.
Tell us about give us the URL for the tattoo parlor one more time.
LivingDeadTattoo.com. Go check it out. Buy some art. Come see our artists. And give us money.
And when are you opening here in Vegas again?
Wow. Soon.
I think. Hopefully April 1st.
Nice day to start. All right, I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Scrappy.
I'm Ginger.
And Nikki Napalm.
This is where you say your name.
I went by C.
All right, well, that's good enough. Who gets the last word tonight? Who wants the last word?
Ginger.
Candy Castle.
Ginger.
Spankwagon.net. Thanks, y'all.
All right, guys, you have listened to the best of Spankwagon Radio. I lied when I said we wouldn't be back. I had to throw in one last bumper. So you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio's best of so far for the 4th of July. Guys, it's been a great year. We're hoping it's going to keep on going that way. We're looking forward to some fun stuff in the next couple of weeks, not to mention two porn stars in a row and no Trench. Hey, sounds like a good year already. Folks, I'm Murphy. I've been your quasi-host of this. Thanks for sticking around and listening to this. Guys, have a great year. Don't blow your fingers off tonight, all right? Retards. Out.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas. Original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Behold the King. The King of Kings.